Time for Message in the Bottle. Brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. We are joined by owner and part-time remote teacher extraordinaire, Eric Meehan. Hello there, Eric.
You're asking me to talk over that. I can't talk over that groove. The problem is I pick grooves that are too deep, too funky, and then it's like I get caught up.
We can let it roll for a while if you'd like.
No, you're going to have to probably start paying for things. I don't know how that works anymore, but have mercy. Oh, golly. Yeah, remote learning was thrust upon us at 5:23 a.m. I can tell you that exact time because that's when I was woken up. The problem with the Bangor school system is that they have like this weird old rotocaller. I'm sure they like bought one of those old like rotocallers from like the late 70s, right, when they first invented them, and they just do the rounds, right? And so I missed the call on my cell phone. Then, of course, the quote landline that we installed downstairs so the kids could call us in emergency starts ringing, which is going to wake Greta up. And then I step outside my bedroom door, and I step into what? My cats. My cats left gifts.
Oh, no.
The morning was tremendous, and it all started because I missed every roto call from the Bangors. I could have just let my kids wake up and find that treasure. So remote learning's fun. I don't know what our other school districts are set up doing, but ours is apparently set up, and each teacher, I think, wakes up and throws a dart at a dartboard and says, this is what you guys are supposed to do today, because the messaging was roundly uninformative, which led to the better students in life, which I think, I'd like to think certainly my daughter is, they have like, they get into this like routine where they need to know what's going on. My daughter started, as soon as she found out she was working from home, she started working before she even had breakfast. It was like, fine, school is here today. Very good. And it led to nothing but lack of blood sugar and disappointment. This is why we drink.
There you go.
So, yeah. I hope you, Rich, are faring better as a teacher in terms of preparedness. Because it's wacky.
We were ready. We were ready for the day. We went remote. But I had students reach out, and I don't see my first students until about 9:20 with my schedule. But I had a couple of students who emailed a little after 7 this morning. What are we doing today? What are we doing?
Here you go. It's I guess I don't know at what point I changed, right, from wanting to get up and do stuff to not at all wanting to get up and do stuff. But clearly, the delineation. I haven't been able to pinpoint it yet because I don't get it. Anyway, so that precluded me, as obviously you're noting because you read the newsletter, but I just got out the newsletter for today, which was really the newsletter for yesterday, but I did take yesterday off because knowingly my entire family had the day off, and I said, you know what, we're going to do family things. And there was no less complaining on the part of my children, but it was simply complaining that we were taking a walk in the cold as opposed to complaining that we didn't know what we were doing for school. But that's okay, because it resulted in Moe's Barbecue, which, again, in the Bangor area will know that you're not bad.
Now, there appeared to be, I hope I'm wrong in this, in the photograph that accompanied the newsletter, what appeared to be tension, I will say, akin to what I'm sure must have happened when the Berlin Wall went up and the two sides were looking across at each other as a cat and dog in the Meehan house, or they seem to be at odds.
Well, that's correct. Now, I like to think that really what happened during the raising of the Berlin Wall is that there were people on both sides saying, I wish I was with that person on the other side. Now, Greta wants to be very much with the people on the other side of that wall, but the cats are questioning that decision. So we'll see. Here's what you need to do. You need to accept a little bit of destruction, a little bit of negotiations that turn. I don't want to say violent, but inhospitable. The sort of thing that perhaps the UN peacekeepers might just say, you know what, you guys settle this amongst yourselves. A little bit of claw throwing, perhaps the snout bleeding will happen, and it needs to happen. We haven't stomached the things. I need to get my family out of here, basically, and just kind of let it happen so that they're not horrified by the fact that
is there a chance
Greta
that the
will bleed?
Is there a chance that the gifts that were left for you were some form of protest aimed at the gatekeepers?
Nothing's off the table. the terms of negotiation, much as in life itself, at a greater scale, do change day by day. And I think that's, you know, perhaps we could get somewhere as a nation if somebody would simply go up and poop on Mitch McConnell's desk. That's all right. Listen, I have very little time left to teach you people how to taste wine, and that is really what I'm hoping to do today. First of all, though, by the way, I did need to mention one last parting gift, as it were, in light of what we were just saying, from our administration, was to throw on some more tariffs for wine.
Are you kidding?
So I wish I was kidding. Not kidding. Not even a little bit. Yeah, there are now more price increases from 15% upwards on wines. The ones I've been notified are Italian. Those I've actually today started getting, from my distributors, you heard what we heard, so here's the new price. This all may change, folks. This all may change, you know? New administration, new hopes.
Hope so.
For right now, man, there's flipping of the birds going on to all sorts of people and any wine drinkers out there. And it's not just wine, but wine is part of it. Anything under, and I don't know why this 14.1% alcohol is like a thing for this administration, but basically anything under that, which is pretty much most wine, is liable to it. So that's fun. Now, tasting. I'll probably have to hit up this more next week because we're running out of time. But I like to say at this point right now, as most people are probably guzzling whatever alcoholic beverages are in front of them, Americans don't really taste, right? And I think we need to get back to tasting. And why do I say that? Well, because Americans have grown up drinking a lot of caramel flavored or colored beverages, your Pepsis, your Dr. Peppers, etc. Things that don't really have much smell, and the smells that are there are usually chemically induced, right? To smell wine is to do the majority of tasting. I always say that, 90% of tasting really is smelling. The first thing, of course, you must do is look. You must use your eyes if, of course, you do have the benefit of eyesight, and most of us do. Of course, if you don't, my apologies. But looking at what you're going to drink, and this doesn't just go for wine, this goes for beer, this goes for anything, especially these days, just like looking at where you're going to eat, you want it to look inviting. You want it to have coloration that suggests to your mind, I want to have this in my mouth. And there are hints, and we could maybe hit these next week, of why you might not want to, partake of a certain beverage. But look at a wine, look at the hue, look at what you anticipate off of that. Then, again, smell, swirl it around. The esters in the wine, the chemical compounds in the wine that actually hit your olfactory nerves and smell and tell you, well, I'm smelling ripe peach. I'm smelling stewed cherries. I'm smelling something less than good, perhaps. These are things that, of course, naturally you'd think would tip you off, yes, I want this, or no, I don't. But people don't think about it. They just go ahead and chug it because it's like, oh, it's wine, it's good. It might not be. Now is a good time to remind everybody that 5 to 10% of all wine is that uses cork is corked. It has a chemical compound called trichloranisole that makes it smell and taste not so good. There's other things that can ruin wine. Maybe it got overheated during transport. You know, it was in some cargo container on top of a ship instead of in the cargo holds below, and it got cooked. There's all sorts of reasons why you might not want to taste a wine or drink a wine, and these are what is contained in the first sort of 30 seconds of appreciating a wine. So these are important things to consider. And again, you may, especially in these tumultuous times, just want to get your drink on. I respect that. But do try to consider what you're drinking and try to smell what you're drinking, because I think you're going to get a lot out of it. And not just out of expensive wines or expensive beers, but in anything. See if it smells like something you want, because if it doesn't, you might want to reconsider it. And then once you've smelled it and once you've tasted it, what do you think? Did it meet your expectations? Are you happy? Would you buy another 4-pack of it? Would you buy another bottle of it? They're basic questions, but they're questions that, for instance, me as a retailer is going to want to know from you. Hey, have you had this wine or a similar wine? Have you had this beer? What'd you think of it? And from there, the world's your oyster. You know, we can help you. But it really helps if you give us descriptors better than it had a Chateau on the label. So these are subtle points that I can point out today. In the meantime, in light of things I just want to mention, we're still open. We're still obviously masked. Things are getting a little scary out there, COVID-wise. We may choose to temporarily lock the doors and just do curbside only. Be on the lookout for that, please. It's not to say we don't love you and trust you. It's just things are getting weird out there. Things are getting bad. But until then, please, if you want to come in, do feel free. Wear a mask. If you feel better curbside or something like that, please take advantage of that. We are not offended in any way. I guess my finishing statement is everybody stay safe, man. We really want to get through this rough patch that we're gonna hit soon.
Good advice, as always. Eric Meehan, yeah. Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Thank you, Eric, as always. Enjoy. Are you back in the remote classroom tomorrow? What's the plan?
It sounds like we have been announced the rest of the week.
Oh my.
We are doing it. So, but at least a little forethought before, you know, my morning walk with Greta is good. We can sort of steel ourselves. We've already started to map it out.
All right. Well, we wish you luck at that and watch your step as well.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Eric, all right. Bye, guys.
Every Tuesday on Downtown, check out all of Eric's segments. They're on the website, downtownwithrichkimble.com. Just click on the message in the bottle tab.